I want to get back to their conversation about Chase Elliott and how he is a little bit ambivalent about Full Speed and if he wants to be a part of Full Speed 2. If Netflix comes a knocking about Chase Elliott being a part of the series that's on Netflix about the NASCAR season, where a lot of people who don't follow NASCAR get to know NASCAR and NASCAR drivers. If you follow Kenny Wallace, former NASCAR driver, one of the most vibrant personalities to ever grab the wheel in NASCAR, who still to this day commands an audience, I follow him. We go back and forth on Twitter time to time, and he brought up an instance of Kyle Busch and the old guard of NASCAR and then tying it into Chase Elliott, which may give us some answers.
Just this week?
Yeah.
Give us some
answers on the popularity of a personality that doesn't have that much personality, Chase Elliott, and why he might be so popular with NASCAR. So enjoy about two and a half minutes of Kenny Wallace pontificating outside of his house in front of his covered pool that he has in Missouri. It's always fun to have Kenny Wallace here in the Freak Nation from his Twitter account at Kenny_Wallace.
Done reading an article with Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch said the fans from the 90s are most likely gone and will never come back. So I want to thank Kyle Busch for giving me that content. After 10 minutes of thinking about what Kyle Busch, he's brilliant and he's true. And I did my own math. So NASCAR said the highest NASCAR ever was 2006. And that was Dale Earnhardt Jr. So one would think that when we lost Dale Sr., that would have been it. But no, that's not true. 2006 was the height of NASCAR. Let's just take a round number. Let's take 20. Let's go with 20 years, okay? Dale Sr.'s been gone for over 20 years. So let's just say you were 50. You're over 70 years old now. Every person that I talk to that is of age, they go, yeah, I don't even watch NASCAR anymore. You know, Earnhardt's gone, Rusty's gone. Their drivers are gone. So I don't think the racing's bad. I think the racing's better, but we're dealing with heartbreak here. I believe people are heartbroken, and I believe Kyle Busch is right. The fans from the 90s, when we lost Earnhardt and Rusty left and Tony Stewart left and Dale Jr. left, and, you know, Chase Elliott's a big key because when Chase does not run good, that's bad. Because for some reason, people still live through Chase Elliott. They kind of see Bill. Listen, I'm going to say it right here. Take this. Chase Elliott is the last of the Mohicans. He's the last bloodline through the great driver. In other words, you know, the Wallace era is gone. That's done. The Waltrip era is gone. That's done. The Petty era is gone. That's done. The last bloodline of those drivers, stop and think about it, reply right here if I'm wrong, is Chase Elliott. Bill Elliott, awesome Bill from Dawsonville. He's the last one left.
Okay. But why necessarily do we need to follow generations? Why don't we... It kind of goes to what drove me crazy about media and fans with IndyCar just 15-ish years ago. There's not enough Americans. Why do you have to follow a certain thing? Like, it has to be American, or it has to be a certain generation. It has to be a certain last name. No. Can't you find personality in somebody? Can't you find something to gravitate towards in somebody that it doesn't have a root or a tentacle to anything else from its past?
Would you cheer for the Denver Broncos if they weren't wearing Denver Broncos colors?
How would that even relate?
You've got to have a tie to somebody you're cheering for.
But I, as a kid, I gravitated to the Denver Broncos for reasons unknown, to be perfectly honest, and stayed with them. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me that somebody would need to force me to follow the Broncos, or I would need to.
But isn't that what we want? We want people to follow personalities. Isn't that
personalities? Yeah. Not a last name. Not the fact that they're American only. Personalities. Period. That's we've been saying that on this show for 24 years.
Doesn't
now.
That explain why Chase Elliott is so popular?
No, it he certainly has zero of a personality.
Because of the if Kenny Wallace is right, it's ties. Look at the demographics of the NASCAR. We're thinking it's 2030. There's still 50, 60, 70 year olds that follow NASCAR heavily, Crasher.
But according to what we just heard from Kenny Wallace, from Kyle Busch, those older fans don't watch anymore. No,
they said it's never coming back. They're never coming back to be as big a fan as they were.
Okay, so they're not watching as much. So no, why are we even trying?
But you're making the point in a way, Crash, because their attachment to NASCAR were these older guys, and those guys are gone. But the last vestige, I hadn't thought about this, but the last connection to when NASCAR was great in their minds is Chase Elliott. And if Chase Elliott refuses to take part in that, what's NASCAR going to do? And he's saying, I don't want to be a part of this. And, and forget Napa. Napa's going to straighten that out. But if NASCAR is probably going to sit right there next to Napa and say, dude, what are you doing here? You want to be a star? Then shine. If you don't want to be a star, go, put your star under a basket and go somewhere.
And this is what we were referring to, if you missed it, top of the hour, was Chase Elliott with Dale Earnhardt Jr. with the Dale Jr. Download.
And ask you to be a part of it, would you do it?
I don't know. Obviously I didn't do it last year. I haven't watched it at all, so I think my first step to
answering that question would be to watch it.
Answering that question would be to watch a little bit of it and just see
what they
how
do.
Bad they would piss me off being around all the time. I just, it might not be the most entertaining thing or the most popular answer or whatever, but dude, I really just want to go fast and I want to do my job at a high level. And if I feel like there's anything that's going to take away from that, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to say no to it.
Yeah. If something doesn't help that, it's not worth your time.
That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah.
He's feeding him. Oh, my word. He's feeding him the rope and said, here, dude, go strangle on this a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Chase Elliott did just that. He's doing the only thing he could do to get paid the amount of money he can get paid to go fast. And he's turning his back on the people and things that are paying him. And somebody needs to sit him down and read him the facts of life.